2 years ago, the Florida High School Athletic Association forced girls lacrosse players to wear headgear. This came after a concern over concussions, which has been top of mind from high school to pro sports in recent years. But critics say in this case, policy and public perception are getting ahead of the actual data. Reporting for State Impact Florida, WUSS Robin Sessingham explains.
That's the sound of the Plant High School girls varsity lacrosse team beating Wesley Chapel for the league championship 3 years ago, wearing eye protection and ponytails before the era of headgear. But for the past two seasons, the girls have had to wear a kind of a thick headband. The FHSAA had required it against the recommendations of U.S. lacrosse and before national performance standards had been created for the gear. Unlike the boys' game, girls' lacrosse is a non-contact sport, and other states do not require any headgear, including states like Virginia, which have well-established programs. Junior Delaney Turton says she's not a fan of the headgear.
I'm not trying to be petty about it, but they're definitely unattractive. So I know for a lot of girls that are looking to try a new sport, just probably might turn some people away just as out of embarrassment.
Senior midfielder Maddie McGonigal agrees.
We're already trying to gain respect as a sport, you know. We just became varsity 3 years ago. The boys were actually starting to respect us, and then different states were starting to respect Florida, and then the headband thing just kind of put a damper on it.
FHSAA officials say the implementation was approved as an additional safety measure to reduce head injuries, not necessarily concussions. That's good because they won't, says Dr. Jillian Hotz, the director of the University of Miami Concussion Program in Sports Medicine.
No helmet prevents concussion. You know, the concussion mechanism is an acceleration, deceleration. It's a back and forth. So these cap-like helmet covers that they're thinking for the women's lacrosse, I just don't think they're going to be effective at all.
Hotz said policy decisions such as the FHSAA decision on girls lacrosse are knee-jerk reactions to public anxiety before the scientific evidence has come in. Scientists say that without good studies on youth sports, we are not able to judge the risk of concussion or long-term health problems and know whether it's worth changing the culture of an established girls' sport. Dave Cassidy is a professor of epidemiology at the University of Toronto in Canada.
I think there's a lot of interest in this now, and we're going to see more and more studies, hopefully good quality studies, that we can actually know what the risk is. But right now we don't know the risk, but it's been publicized a lot.
Problems with professional athletes and concussion, such as highlighted in the recent movie Concussion, Hotz says, cannot be applied to youth sports.
We got to bring the pendulum back because, you know, there has been some hysteria maybe with the movie and some other things, but I think we have to bring the pendulum back.
Hotz says we do know that multiple hits to the head is not good, especially to a young person with a developing brain. But the best way to prevent those concussive hits, she says, is by educating everyone, players, parents, coaches, and refs, about how to play more safely. Plan High School girls lacrosse coach Jane Chapman agrees.
If your players are hacking away and consistently coming close to people's heads, that's where the education process, to me, is a lot more important than the gear part of it.
Girls lacrosse, she says, is a completely different sport than the boys who wear hard helmets and pads. It's about finesse and precision, not physical contact.
The concern is if you start equipping girls with the same protective gear as the boys, then you are giving them license to play a sport that is not girls lacrosse.
U.S. lacrosse has issued new performance standards, and the new headgear will have to cover the head like a cap. Florida's girls lacrosse teams will start wearing them next spring. For State Impact Florida, I'm Robin Sessingham.